The Defense Department's Personnel and Readiness Office has 5 vacant leadership spots, and that could be detrimental to a military with ambitious recruitment and retention goals. The Air Force Reserve is telling some airmen they've got to stay in for 6 more months. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni joins me with more. And so you're writing about several things that seem to be personnel-related this week in your notebook. Talk about the DOD Personnel and Readiness Office, no leadership, what's going on, and what does it mean?
Right. Well, if you haven't heard, the VA secretary has been removed from office. That was David Shulkin.
Yeah, I think I heard something about that.
Right. So until then, they need someone to take over that spot, which is the DOD Undersecretary for Personnel and Readiness, Robert Wilkie.
So, yes. In fact, I was reading something you had written about him the week earlier, and I said,
Same Wilkie?
Yeah, just switched right over departments, just
That's
like
right.
that.
So technically, he's working both jobs right now, which I'm sure, as you can imagine, is pretty big job to deal with.
Another Mick Mulvaney.
Right, yeah. So that leaves the DOD Personnel and Readiness Office with 5 Senate-confirmed spots that are basically either with acting people, vacant, or with someone doing 2 jobs at this point. Now, DOD PNR is an extremely important part of the Defense Department. The Defense Department is constantly saying that their people are the most important. They need to recruit, retain, and they want to build the military, not only in 2018, but in 2019 and continue this build. So in order to do that, DOD PNR needs to be the one that sets the policy for recruitment, for retainment, how they're going to do this, what the numbers are. There's a lot of things going on and a lot of moving pieces, but no one to move those pieces at this point.
And so what effects can those vacancies have with this whole thing running that is recruitment and retention and readiness, I guess, all on autopilot with nobody in charge at the policy level?
Right. Well, I talked to a number of analysts and also Todd Weiler, who is the former DOD Assistant Secretary for Manpower and Reserve Affairs. He said at this point, they need someone to look forward to the future and to say, you know, we need to recruit people that are in this block of the nation. We need to recruit people that are good at cyber, things like that. They have no leadership to do that at this point. Right now, it's all bureaucrats and career government people that are running this agency. And there's no one with the actual Trump administration's agenda in there to make it go forward.
Yeah, you really need a policy overlay on all of this because the types of people you recruit, the billets that you have open and how those are allocated, that's all really policy jobs, and that's not something the commands can work out among themselves.
Right.
Maybe they can, but it's probably not.
Yeah, and also DOD PNR is in charge of what's called it's basically a readiness snapshot. It's called the Defense Readiness Reporting System. It updates all the readiness across the services and lets the services and the DOD as a whole know, is this where we're at. You know, DOD and the services have been saying for years that they have a readiness problem, and we've seen some of the symptoms of that, but no one really knows exactly what that issue is and how big it is at this point without the readiness review. PNR is not able to have the oversight that it needs without the proper leadership.
Plus, the world itself is somewhat more uncertain than it was maybe a year ago. And you've got, will there be a response to Syria, militarily by the United States? We don't know yet. What could happen still in the North Korean peninsula, we don't know yet. So there's a lot of spots around the world where readiness might come into play at some point. We just don't know.
Exactly.
That's what readiness is all about, I guess.
Right. And if you take it to a more microcosmic level, there's each individual sailor, airman, marine, soldier who has a family, too. And they do all the family readiness and family benefits, pay, all that kind of stuff. I mean, if you really think about it, it's the biggest and most expensive part of the military. Health coverage, health policy, all of those type of things are under DOD PNR.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni, and let's move on to the Air Force Reserve is doing some loss management. This seems to be an ongoing story. What's going on there?
Right. So there's a little bit of franticness when this first came out, and not a lot of people really understood the order. But the Air Force Reserve at this point is saying, if you voluntarily ask to be reassigned, to retire, or to be discharged from the Air Force within the next 6 months, you can't do it. You are going to be staying in until September 30th, and that's from April 1st to September 30th, so until the fiscal year of 2018. And the reason they're saying this is that they need people to fill positions. And that's partly a scary prospect that they're asking this to happen, because the Air Force has been one of the fastest growing services within the past 2 or 3 years, and they're going to be continuing to grow, I think, up to about 330,000 active duty troops. Now, we're talking about the reserves here. They're in that 69,000 right now, and are going to be going up to 69,800. But still, just that they can't keep the right amount of people in the right occupations until the end of the year is something that might be concerning for them.
And late last year, you were reporting on the Air Force trying to deal with the demand coming for pilots from the airline industry, and they had made some moves there. How's that going? Do we know yet?
Yeah, well, they've increased their pipeline for 2019. That's their plan, at least. They still need to get funding for that, and you know that's a long road ahead. So instead of doing 1,200 pilots a year, they're moving that up to 1,400 a year that they're training. And that's something that they're hoping will get them up to fix the 2,000 pilot shortage that they have currently.
Because at Sea Air Space, I was talking with some people just informally that come from, an aircraft manufacturer. They're from the defense side, but the civilian side is turning out airliners, a very popular model. I don't know, something like 2 every week or some crazy number turning out of their production lines because of worldwide demand for that model.
Yeah.
And you hear the airlines saying, we just can't hire people fast enough. And so you'd like them to come from the Air Force because you know they're well-trained instead of going to, you know, Ray H's pilot school somewhere. But clearly that's an issue that's going to keep affecting the Air Force.
Yeah, well, one of the things that is so appealing to people that are getting out, pilots that are getting out of the Air Force, is they already have their flying hours. They don't need to go and work at a regional airline for a couple of years to get the flying hours they need. They can automatically go in, get that cushy, you know, 6-figure salary right away with great benefits and just start flying. And they don't have to worry about bullets hitting them or being transferred to different duty stations. They can just do what they want, go maybe over to Norway for a day and then hop over to Paris. It's a little more luxurious, let's say, than being in the Air Force.
Except for the occasional drunk passenger they have to deal with.
Right, exactly.
Otherwise, it's not bad work. And as a side note, the Air Force is doing something on the daycare front for those future pilots.
Yeah, that's right. So there's a lot of issues, as you know, with child care, and the Air Force is trying to realize that and expand it. This is something that they've been doing a lot. They've been kind of on the forefront of family readiness. So anyone that is deployed for a month gets an extra 8 hours, well, actually 16 hours of free childcare from the Air Force. So previously, you would get 16 hours before deployment and 16 hours after deployment per month per child. Now you'll be getting 16 hours per month per child, something that will hopefully be helping out some airmen that are in need of some childcare when they're in some rough spots in their lives.
Yeah, and if it's infants that are being cared for, 16 hours could be, you know, 8 diaper changes.
That's right, and a good night's sleep, too.
All right, Federal News Radio, Scott Massioni, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Be sure to check out his notebook now online at federalnewsradio.com.